Hi, Judge Garippo, members of the board. I'm a graduate student. My name is Dave Freed. I've been at this university. This is my third year here. I finished my undergrad here. I came here because this is a great university. It's a great university which excels at things like engineering, farming, trade, and business. Those are the exact same sorts of things that the Aliniwek Indians excelled in. They were the premier city builders, traders, and farmers in North America many, many centuries ago in the pre-colonial era. Now, they're not living here in Illinois anymore, and sadly, there was a great war that wiped most of them out. But, sadly, but I think it's a great thing that this university chooses to associate itself with those people because they stand for many of the ideals, or they had many of the qualities that we seek to have today as students and alumni of the University of Illinois. Now, I don't have anything prepared because I think everything that could be said on this issue has been said today. There's been a lot of very emotional debate on either side. But one thing I want to say is that I do support the chief, but I do believe that 80 years is a long time to have something, a cultural icon, and not change it. Now, I want to say a few things that may upset both sides. I don't know. But my personal opinion is that if education is an issue, if stereotyping is an issue, if the idea that the only exposure that students in the Champaign area, or in Illinois for that matter, get to Native Americans and Native American cultures through Chief Aliniwek, then we have a problem that goes far deeper than the chief. I think that if you have people war whooping and painting their faces and teasing Native American students, then that's disrespect that goes far deeper than the chief. And it's not something that getting rid of the chief is going to help, because if that's their only exposure to Native American culture, then where are they going to get it? Spaghetti Westerns on A&E? I mean, come on. What needs to be done is we need to look at what are we doing? What are we putting out there on the field? Is this something that we can be proud of? Is this something that a Native American can look at and not see a mockery of his people? Or can we do something, because you have a captive audience at halftime, can we do something that celebrates the heritage of the state, celebrates the Illini people, and at the same time is accurate in its portrayal of Native Americans, is not inappropriate in that respect? I think in refusing to compromise, and I'm sorry, members of the board, you've dropped the ball. In not talking with Native Americans, not listening to their complaints, and trying to work out some form of compromise, and I know everyone hates compromises because no one gets what they want, you've dropped the ball. I think there really, really, really needs to be some communication between the sides, maybe presentation of an authentic fancy dance instead of what we have now. I would love that. I'm a member of the band. I would love to play something more accurate. I would love to go out there and have a dance that's presented that actually displays American culture. I would love if the people who had that, who portrayed that, or a person who portrayed that, did what they used to do, which is go around to the elementary schools and teach kids who evidently aren't getting it in their curriculum about Native American culture. But the problem is, what we have now is two sides fighting. One wants the easy answer, and one wants the easy answer. Get rid of the chief. Keep the chief the way it is. What I'm saying is that as educated people and as sensible people, as people who are dedicated to a multicultural society where everyone can get along, don't we have an obligation to do something? Thank you.